Okay, boys and girls, we're gonna do this article to Christian dance music. Here comes.
And lift you two from your thumbs and become like a child. Send me the Inca, the kingdom of heaven.
Did you hear that? That's exploiting this poor little kid who doesn't even know what she's saying. Okay, on to the stories. Kevin Federline album released, already in bargain bin. 2nd of October 2006, this is Bourbon Stimulator for Uncanoes. Walmart USA. Just after its Tuesday release, Kevin Federline's debut rap album, Smells Like Kevin Federline, is already at the bargain bin at every retail store carrying the title. In fact, Best Buy spokesman had this to say.
The album never hit the shelves. Too risky. We decided to put it in the bargain bin before even the release party. Yeah, this will show that no-talent-ass clown what we think of his music.
The sudden failure of this album may be linked to a controversial television ad featuring Michael J. Fox urging viewers not to buy the album, stating, quote, "This is a no-talent-ass clown, and he can't rap to save his life. Don't we have enough anti-music in the world? Paris Hilton, Justin Timberlake, William Shatner. If you want to buy an album, you can truly laugh at it. And we have to contain real music on it, and check it out. Weird Al Yankovic's album, straight out of Linwood. Al is my homeboy, man." Unquote. And Fox proceeded to dance to the Yankovic smash hit, White and Nerdy. The ad has been highly criticized by Federline. Quote, "It's gonna be a joke," unquote, the unrapper recently quipped. Then he began to unleash his most horrific song to date, Papo Zao. Not one copy of the album has been purchased by any human being. However, about three monkeys have bought the album, paying with bananas. Federline and wife thing, Britney Spears, were recently asked to comment on the album's immediate failure. They declined to comment, but Federline's manager Kenny G had this to say. Quote, "He even puts me to sleep. I'm only managing this loser for the money. Fortunately, the album flopped big time. I guess I'll go back to making my own crappy music," unquote. That was Kenny G on the immediate failure of Smells Like Kevin Federline. The album failed to chart on Billboard's top 200 albums, peaking as low as number 666 as of last week before it was even released. Federline's label, Jive Records, has pulled Kevin Federline's second and subsequent albums from the schedule, stating, quote, "He will not work in this town again if I can help it. Somebody get me a doctor, my ears are bleeding," unquote. The album was released on Tuesday, October 31st, 2006. Considering the hype, this may be the biggest overhyped flop since Snakes on a Plane. This has been Reverend Stimulator for Uniz. Thank you for suffering.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
We apologize for that previous broadcast. We'll see to it that it doesn't happen again. The management. Have you got all that?
Oh, piss off!